The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, has as the heart of the matter the so-called individual mandate. That health care mandate forces people to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. You know, the so-called John Roberts tax. Sign up and pay, especially you the young, or you or your employer will pay a penalty of $2,000 for each person uninsured. The law requires that such a sign-up occur on or before March 31st, 2014. That date has come and gone. But in his infinite wisdom and in his very own discretion, constitutional or not, President Barack Hussein Obama and his administration and Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius decided to suspend that mandate. They did so without the authority of law and in direct violation of the Affordable Care Act, its terms and conditions. No matter. If this president wants something, he simply does it with the attitude, as Attorney General Eric Holder has, that if you don't like it, sue us. Sue us. Well, and sue they are in droves over the so many unlawful actions and executive orders of this president. But do remember, my fellow Americans, that President Obama and his administration promised that it would be the most transparent in American history. What a farce. This is the very man who suspended the mandate, and he did it in the most casual of ways. The Obama administration, obviously afraid to face the media and, of course, the people, in its usual untransparent way, buried the news of the suspension of the mandate in a technical bulletin in the middle of a totally unrelated rule. The move stunned reporters and, once again, produced fundamental confusion to the American people and insurance companies. The individual mandate was delayed by Obama, even though his lawyers argued at the Supreme Court that the individual mandate to buy insurance was indispensable to the law's success. And President Obama continued to say he'd veto bipartisan bills that would delay or repeal it, his very own words. If somebody else tried to delay it, like the Republicans through legislation, Obama would veto it. But if he, in his infinite wisdom, decides it should be delayed, done deal. What a guy. The Wall Street Journal states that the Obama administration, quote, quietly excused millions of people from the requirement to purchase health insurance or else pay a tax penalty of $2,000, end quote. The suspension again was done on the sly, and Secretary Sebelius did not think, as the Wall Street Journal says, quote, the details were worth discussing in a conference call or press materials or even a fact sheet, end quote. Sounds like Sebelius too, does it not? That, of course, would have been open and transparent business as usual, but not for this rogue administration. They did as follows, says the Journal, quote, the mandate suspension was buried in an unrelated rule that was meant to preserve some health plans that don't comply with Obamacare benefit and redistribution mandates, end quote. Buried. It is just simply unbelievable, the audacity, the unlawfulness, the total disregard for the rule of law and the Constitution which characterizes this administration and its agencies. It is equally, to me, unbelievable that we the people sit back, talk, fret, and worry, and do next to nothing. How in the name of Harry Reid can we allow this stuff to happen to us, and why can we not hold this president accountable for what he does? Our president will set precedent, which will last for years to come, and which, because of his unlawful actions, will erode and at least partially destroy our Constitution and make a mockery of the rule of law in fundamental ways which will change the course of our country forever. Forever. There will be no change back. But the Obama administration's decision to allow some consumers to enroll in health care plans beyond the March 31, 2014 deadline generated real concern among insurance and fronted fresh attacks from opponents of the health law. Insurers fear that past deadline enrollees could complicate efforts to calculate premiums for the following year. The insurance will have no idea regarding the age, sex, or most importantly, pre-existing conditions, so as to fix the rates for appropriate plans in 2015. No matter the fallout to companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield, if that's what Obama wants, that's what Obama gets. Our president can look the camera square in the eye and without shame or apology, brush aside, move on, and provide no accountability for these actions whatsoever. And he can do so because the media does not hold him accountable. Obama can get away with that because he is fully and completely protected by the liberal press and the media, especially by the three major television networks and their minions. Do you still watch ABC, CBS, and NBC, and their cable companies, and other outlets when they continue to ignore or otherwise fail to report the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? That's why, my fellow Americans, you and I need Fox News. We do. It's the other side. So, sue Obama and Health and Human Services. We the people will. We'll do that. And now comes Hobby Lobby and Conestoga before the United States Supreme Court, arguing that businesses and corporations are fully entitled to the same religious protections as people. Freedom of religion, guaranteed by the Constitution in the First Amendment thereto, applies to everyone and everything without condition of any kind. Corporations, they say, are nothing more than people when the corporate shell is removed, and that's true. These corporations claim they cannot be forced to pay for insurance coverage, which provides abortifacients, birth control, and other things offensive to their religious beliefs. Those arguments before the Supreme Court seem plausible and justifiable, at least according to the public reactions of the majority of the justices. But time will tell. The resistance to this abominable CARE Act goes on and becomes more aggressive as the American people finally wake up and decide to do something, anything, to prevent the destruction of the world's greatest medical system, ours. The Wall Street Journal estimated that as many as five and perhaps even six justices of the Supreme Court seemed, quote, discomfited, end quote, by the administration's cramped conception of religious liberty. That issue was a 2012 Health and Human Services publishing of a regulation interpreting an Obamacare provision to require all for-profit employer health plans to cover 20 contraception methods, including four that some religious believers consider abortifacients and even sterilization. At issue as well is not only Obamacare, but the 1993 law, which is entitled Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The RFRA states that when government interferes with the free exercise of religion, it must narrowly tailor its regulations to serve a compelling interest and impose the least burdensome option at their disposal. So at issue, among others, is whether or not the requirement, the mandate to offer such services, abortifacients, which contradicts and conflicts with the freedom of religion provision in the First Amendment, is in fact the least burdensome option which can be employed. The Obama administration, hard-pressed for a true constitutional defense, posed the, quote, remarkable argument, says the Wall Street Journal, that if a business is incorporated and for profit, quote, says the journal, it forfeits normal constitutional rights, end quote. Can you believe that? You decide to form a for-profit business corporation and you have no constitutional rights? How in the world would these people have the gall to even suggest that? The Wall Street Journal indicates that an attempt to distinguish between for-profit and non-profit corporate forms for this regulatory purpose is constitutionally unprecedented. Boy, is that a politically correct way of saying that the defense is nonsense. The journal also notes that for legal purposes, such as protecting free speech and indictment for breaking laws, corporations are in fact treated as individuals and consequently subject to laws which affect individuals, and as well to the enjoyment of rights and privileges constitutionally derived available to individuals as well. It's already a matter of law. If those arguments sway five Supreme Court justices, such requirements from the ACA to offer such services will be struck down. Hallelujah. And another aspect of this abominable act will be eviscerated. Oh, may it happen. I do hope and pray it will. It has to, for the future of America and the freedom of religion. Small wonder that Obamacare has Democrat federal senators and House of Representatives worried, defensive, and on the run as they are up for re-election 2014. Some are even scrambling to introduce amendments or change to Obamacare prior to the critical elections 2014. Some even move aggressively to disassociate with Obamacare and even its founder, no matter how complicit the candidate may have been in the formation, passage, and implementation of this awful act. Maybe too little too late. How any voter could trust the brand new promises of such a candidate seeking election and power, that's beyond me. Some people, however, will say or do anything to get elected. The incredible thing about American politics is that a candidate's promise is as good as election day, and in so many cases, meaningless the very day after. No matter what a candidate says, a candidate elected does what he or she wants, and there is virtually nothing, nothing, we the people can do for a full 6 years or a full 2 years. Virtually nothing. They do what they want to do. There is not now and has not been for some time any real form of democracy in America. It just doesn't exist, my friends. We the people are disenfranchised. We're cut off from decision-making. We're reduced to writing meaningless and unread letters. We are subject only on rare occasions to the questions of a poll, like that matters. And otherwise, we are ignored by our representatives unless they want our money. Oh, and then you hear from them. There is, for the most part, little or no respect on the part of the 535, those who rule us, our rulers, for us, for we the people. And they really care little about what we think or what we want to happen to our great country. They disrespect us. That starts with President Obama, who does exactly what he wants, and that carries through to the agencies at work. It's sort of standard operating procedure for them to do what they want. It happens as well in the dysfunctional Congress of ours. House goes to war against Senate, and really very little happens, very little at all. And that led one pundit to say that we live in the last dying days of democracy, which may well be an understatement. If democracy is about we the people, today in America, it is the beginning of the end of democracy. In an almost comic way, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, she of California, predicted Thursday that Obamacare will be, you ready for this? Obamacare will be a winning issue for her party in congressional elections 2014. Can you believe that? Pelosi, who still can't wait to see what is in this awful act, and of course has never read it, proceeded with the only thing she can do right, namely attacking conservative critics whom she said were paying for false ads tarnishing the law. Like what? What was false? And how was this abominable Affordable Care Act tarnished? Never anything about that. Pelosi never bothered to talk about that or to say exactly what was false, as so many congresspersons of her ilk never do. She just went on to say about Obamacare, quote, "I believe it's a winner," end quote. Oy vey, Lord help us. With all of the brilliant minds which still exist in the state of California, it is stunning that Pelosi continues to be reelected and occupies a position of such great importance and authority in our federal government. Thank you very much, California. Thank you for her. I wonder what changes have occurred in your health insurance, whether from employer or that which you hold yourself. I wonder if you have taken the careful time to examine the health plan you had in the year 2012 with the health plan you now have in the year 2014, or will have. You should really examine the benefits, the provisions carefully, the goods and services to which you were entitled with that which you now have. You should understand clearly what has been eliminated or fundamentally changed. And as importantly, you should carefully examine the pricing of your new plan, and if you are of age, what Medicare and the supplemental insurance coverage will actually pay. Compare pricing to see if the new plan has increased, and if so, to what extent, and for what. You should also examine any change in the hospitals, and the doctors, and the drugs to which you are entitled, or any other benefits which may be eliminated from your new plan, or made more costly through copay. Do that. Copay has increased dramatically under Obamacare. More money from we the people in addition to the incredible number of new taxes which the law requires. We now pay for the new plans and suffer the loss of the benefits of our pre-existing plans with more money. The administration seems so desperate to convince us to participate that it has actually expended more than $55 million in advertising propaganda to promote Obamacare. By the way, we paid for that. In fact, Obama himself is asking that we the people provide donations, gifts to the federal government in support of Obamacare. Unbelievable. What a farce. No matter the massive numbers of health insurance policy cancellations and fundamental changes within existing policies, we live under the lie which comes from the White House. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan. Oh, by the way, we were promised by the president that, quote, we'll lower premiums by up to $2,500, that is $2,500 for a typical family per year, end quote, President Barack Hussein Obama. Well, unfortunately, my fellow Americans, the Affordable Care Act does away with the typical family, which exists no more. That is, there is now only a new Obamacare family, which will do nothing but pay more. You will pay more. Any promise of savings under this act is a pipe dream. Well, my fellow Americans, the drastic, despotic, draconian, horrendous Obamacare drama has only just begun. If you think it's bad now, just wait. The worst is yet to come unless we the people act and demand now a change back. That's my opinion. What's yours?